Proposition 4 would clear up some land disputes for owners of property on Racket Lake in Hamilton County. It would allow the state to give clear titles to around 200 homes along the lake. In exchange, the landowners would contribute to a fund to buy alternative land for the Adirondack Forest Preserve. There's no organized opposition to that land swap. But proposal number 5 is more controversial. It would allow a mining company to take over 200 acres of what are now Forest Preserve lands to expand its open-pit mining operations. In exchange, Nyco Minerals has offered to give the state other lands at comparable value to add to the forest preserve. The issue has divided environmental groups. Peter Bauer is with the group Protect the Adirondacks.
We don't think the swap is a good deal, and we think it sets a terrible precedent.
Bauer says in the more than 100 years that the Adirondack Park has existed, it's rare that a private company has been allowed to take this much forest preserve land and use it for industrial purposes. Dan Plumley with Adirondack Wild has walked the 200 acres in question. He says it's an old-growth forest, which is rare in a region heavily logged in the 1900s, as well as a key animal habitat.
We have trees on this site that are upwards of 150 to 300 years old, old-growth sugar maple, white ash, American beech, which are bear trees. They're scarred with bear claws. So this is rich black bear habitat.
Other Adirondack-based environmental groups, including the Adirondack Mountain Club and the Adirondack Council, support the land swap. Willie Janeway with the Adirondack Council says the mining company has agreed to give up 1,500 acres of land that it currently owns. The new lands will open up public access to areas including the Jay and Hurricane Mountain wilderness areas. And under the agreement, the mining company would eventually give the 200 acres back. Janeway says there's another consideration as well. The mining company has said 100 jobs could be at stake eventually if it can't expand its mining on the 200-acre parcel. He says his group, while advocating for the preservation of the Adirondack Park, also tries to take into account the economic welfare of the people who live there.
The focus on this amendment really is the benefit it provides to the people of the state of New York with the additional 1,507 acres that would be protected if this is approved by voters this fall. And the benefits to communities, including the jobs, yes.
The state's Environmental Conservation Commissioner, Joe Martens, is also in favor of the mining company land swap. He spoke to North Country Public Radio earlier this year, saying the 1,500 acres would be a great gain.
They are far superior to the 200 acres that NICO would get. They have about 6 miles of trout streams and significant, you know, water bodies on them.
Martens' boss, Governor Andrew Cuomo, has remained officially neutral on the Adirondack ballot amendments. Former Governor George Pataki, though, who has a home in the park, has written an op-ed piece backing both land swap proposals. Voters in the rest of New York may be wondering why they're being asked to weigh in on what seems to be local land disputes. Bauer with Protect the Adirondack says the state's constitution is set up so that all New Yorkers are the stewards of the park.
If you live in Binghamton or if you live in Yonkers, you own 3 million acres of forest preserve lands in the Adirondacks and Catskills. You pay taxes on those lands.
Janeway with the Adirondack Council says he believes New York voters, as they have in the past, will do their homework and learn about the amendments and take their responsibility seriously. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.